Good morning. Last night I received a rather unusual unfoldment. And spirit has its ways of doing things. It was simply Mark 2:8. I believe that's what it was. And the scripture read, "Why reason ye in your hearts?" Well, I thought that's kind of strange. I don't know how a talk can come out of that. Why reason in your hearts about this? And then this morning, I read this by Joel. "By grace we come into the experience of that mind which was also in Christ Jesus, which is not a thinking mind or a reasoning mind, since it says we do not live by bread alone, which is a very foolish statement. It also says, I have meat ye know not of." And he didn't have any meat that we know not of. At least we couldn't see any around him. So, oddly enough, those two things put together lead us to a meditation. So let's have a meditation. But before you close your eyes, while your eyes are open, you see this world around you, see the room that you're in, or the place where you are. You see the body. Perhaps there are other people around you. The walls, the ceiling, the furniture, the carpet, the chairs, the desk, table. All right, let's start there because that's where we are. Now, with your eyes open, looking at all of this, realize my kingdom is not of this world. No, my kingdom is of something else now. And from now on, my kingdom must be something other than this world. So now I can close my eyes, and you can close your eyes. And we come within. Now, here is this reasoning mind. Why reason? Because my kingdom is not of the reasoning mind either. And so any thoughts about truth, thoughts about Christ, thoughts about God, thoughts about problems, thoughts about people, thoughts about things, any of this reasoning mind, well, my kingdom is not of the reasoning mind. So now I can shut that off too, and turn within and go even deeper. My kingdom is within. The kingdom of God is within. Somewhere down deep in here is a realm where God is. The kingdom is a realm. And in this realm, within here, down deep, God is. Christ Christ says that God is a spirit. And so, past this material world, past this reasoning mind, there must be a spirit. Whatever spirit is down here within. There is a spiritual presence down here within. And my kingdom now must be dwelling in this spiritual presence, or at least feeling this spiritual presence dwelling in me. At least I must have the conscious feel of this invisible spiritual presence down here within. We have learned enough now to know that a material body cannot pray. A reasoning mind cannot pray. So why reason? Asks Christ, when the kingdom of heaven is within. The realm of God, the realm of this spiritual presence, is within, down here. I have been told to take no thought that this invisible spiritual presence is what I am to seek. And when I feel this presence, all of these things are included. And so this invisible spiritual presence down here within includes peace, a peace that passes understanding. Why reason? It passes understanding. There is a peace in here, in this spiritual presence within my being. Love is included in this spiritual presence, a love that knows me better than I could ever know myself. A love whose good pleasure it is to give me this entire kingdom, this entire presence, this entire omnipresence. Life is down here in this spiritual presence within. Life, always expressing itself. And so I am in here, in this interior kingdom now, what are the directions for me? Stand ye still and see, or perceive, this invisible spiritual presence in your midst. Because in here, in this interior kingdom, I am in the midst of thee, in the very midst. Be still and know that this invisible spiritual presence is spirit. The very presence of God itself. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. Are you a people of God? You are, if you are coming within to rest in God's presence. Therefore, for you now there remaineth a rest. That's all you have to do, is rest here. I will come to you at a moment ye think not. So simply rest. Rest back and listen. Prayer is that which you receive. Prayer is never that which you do or that which you think. Prayer is something that takes place and happens within your being as you rest, as you sit a little to the side as a witness, listening. And then something moves within you, this spirit moves within you, and you receive, you feel an impartation coming to you from deep down within. This impartation that comes to you is prayer. That is why the Spirit itself makes intercession. You do not pray. The Spirit prays within you, and you receive that prayer as an impartation. But that prayer is demonstrated, shouted from the housetops. In other words, it's demonstrated, and you do not demonstrate it. Your only job now, the only thing that has ever been required, is that you recognize your kingdom is not of this outer world. That's not where you dwell now. And why reason that too is not your kingdom? And with that recognition, your only work, your only job, your only function, that's the word, your only function now is to come within here deeper than you have before and rest in order that you may listen so well that you hear the Spirit praying. And this you receive as an impartation from within. The stone is carved out of the mountain without hands and without thought. Again, we are directed to be still, to stand still, to rest, to behold, to witness, to listen, as the stone, the Christ, comes out of the mountain without hands, comes out of the withinness of your own infinite consciousness. Christ flows out without hands to your awareness. This is prayer. Nothing else is prayer now. So you should have, really, for all time, an understanding of what prayer is. And so all of us now should be resting deep down within here, in this inner realm, this inner kingdom, where Spirit, the presence of God, imparts to us itself. Father, thank you. I have received a feeling of your presence, and so I know that you are on the scene. I know that you will reveal yourself and appear out here as my need fulfilled. I know that this feeling of the presence does not send me supply. This feeling of the presence is itself the supply. But I do not worry about anything out there anymore. My function is to dwell here, within. Here is my kingdom. My kingdom is no longer of this world. My kingdom is here, quietly listening. Just like in the summer when you have your window up and you listen for the beginning raindrops, for the beginning drizzle that starts to fall quietly, you can hear it hitting the grass outside. And you listen for it. Ah, there it is. It is the same within. You come within, you rest. You rest, and you listen, awaiting the coming of the Lord. And all of you who wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings of eagles, which means you will witness God, Spirit, this presence revealing itself in a way you know not of. And so thank you, Father. Your presence has made itself known again. And by resting in you, you appear outwardly. You perform that which is appointed for me to do, such as this talk from a simple sentence of why reason? You perfect that which concerneth me. No, not always in the way I reason. More times than not, in a way I know not of, and yet I see it was the best way. It was the perfect way. This invisible presence is itself my life. It is all life. But if I would experience it as my life, it's going to require that I go within and listen to the Spirit pray. Listen to the Spirit pray, which I then receive as awareness. This invisible presence is itself my companionship, and it is universal, infinite. Everywhere that I go, there I find this presence flowing through all that I meet. And if it isn't flowing through one that I meet, that one is removed. Until everywhere I go, the only one I meet is this presence. listen to the Spirit within you as it prays. My peace I give unto you, not as this world or this reasoning giveth I unto you. My peace, flowing freely in this moment of rest. Here is your kingdom now. Yes, right here, where you receive my presence, where you dwell within me and I within you, and we are one, one presence. This kingdom is that place that I went before you to prepare, and it is completely prepared for you. This kingdom I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. You must come here often to receive my grace. This feeling, this awareness you have now of my presence, this is itself the only supply. Your supply now must come from my kingdom and nowhere else. If you see anything else that you reason is supply, know now that it is not. My presence is your supply. Yes, this presence right here, right now. This presence is your only companion. If you see something else that looks like a companion, it is not. Why reason? I am your infinite, omnipresent companion. This presence you feel right now is your companion everywhere. This presence is your life, living you. The temple which you call your body is now within. This kingdom is your body. If you see something out here that looks like a life or a body, it is not. It is not. This invisible presence, this I presence within you, this is now your life. Yes, I have prepared all of this for you. And if you rest in it, then you are my child. If you rest in this inner kingdom and receive this spiritual presence right here, then you are the child of the Most High. Then you live by this inner kingdom, this inner spiritual presence called grace. There is nothing you can do once you reach this inner kingdom and rest to earn this grace. It is freely given for all time. It was only necessary that you come within and seek it and nothing else. There is nothing you have ever done to anyone at any time that can block you or prevent you from receiving my grace. My standards are not like the world's standards. When you come here and you rest, no matter what your sins, you are white as snow. Because you open the door, you open out a way for my grace to flow. And my grace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. I want you to know for all time, forever, you were never made to pray. Your function always was, always is, and always will be to rest, to listen deep down within, and to receive ye the Holy Spirit as an impartation from the Father to the beloved Son. This impartation that you hear is listening to the Spirit pray. This is your kingdom, your dwelling place. You do not live by bread, by anything out here, no matter what the appearance. You now have been chosen because you hear my voice. You have been chosen to live by way of that spiritual presence within you, or the Word of God, by the impartation of God. Spirit praying is God's Word uttered. This is what you live by. The flowing forth, the impartation of the Most High, beloved God, the Father. Now let's rest here and receive this Holy Spirit, this presence, this omnipresence. Your work, when your eyes are open, your work is to remind yourself throughout your day. When you find the reasoning saying to you, I need this. I wish I had that. I would like to have that. I need one of these. I wish. Your work is to remind yourself, no, no, that's not true. Consciously remind yourself, I do not live by this world. My kingdom is not of this world. All that I need is this invisible spiritual presence. I need to receive. I need to listen until I receive an impartation from within. All that I need is to listen to the Spirit praying. And then be still. Stand still. Take no thought. Rest. And listen. And here it is, that presence again. This is your work with your eyes open. Your function with your eyes closed is to listen to the Spirit praying. Now, the moment will come when there's a transformation. Because you've practiced this several times a day, this going within to the inner kingdom and listening to the Spirit pray until you receive the impartation of the Spirit itself or the Word. Because you have done this several times a day for many days, there will be a transformation. And here's what I mean. One day you're sitting at the office, or driving your car, or having dinner with the family, or taking a walk, or even watching the television, or laying back in the bathtub. And one day you're about these worldly duties, and suddenly there is a feeling of the presence. It just steals upon you as a thief in the night. You feel it. You pull your attention within and you discover that even while you were about these duties, you were at the same time resting deep down within with, as Joel says, that inner ear open. You were listening in case while you were about these duties, the Spirit might be praying within you. And it was. And you heard it. Even while sitting in a business meeting. And it sort of startles you. But you come to where you can live in both worlds simultaneously. You come to where you can function. You can have a conversation with your employer or your employee or a business partner. You can have a conversation, and while you finish what you have to say and you pause and they say what they want to say, you can be hearing every single word they're saying and at the same time listening and hearing and receiving the word from the Spirit within. You can do this simultaneously. There is a transformation going on within you. You are becoming. You are realizing that you are living in two worlds. And that your kingdom is not out here, but within, even as you continue to function out here. Yes, the day will come when you can drive your car and be weighed down deep within, listening to the Spirit. And it's kind of surprising. Gee, here I am at my destination. I don't even remember the driving. And yet, while you were listening within, deep down within, for the Spirit praying, it was also taking care of the driving. And this is a real experience. You can hear my cat friend called Chow Chang as he lays comfortably resting and snoring a little bit. That's what you hear in the background. And if you listen really well, maybe you can hear that creek that's running. That's the kind of listening you need to do to hear that spiritual presence and receive an impartation. I want you to know, without ever wondering again, the impartation you receive is your supply. How it manifests is none of your business, because your kingdom is not of this world. That's none of your business. Your function is to go within and receive your supply from the Father, which is this spiritual presence that you receive. I want you to know that this invisible spiritual presence that you receive, this impartation, this word, this feeling of the Most High presence, this is your companion and your companionship. And how it manifests out here is none of your business, because this is not your kingdom. Your kingdom is here within now and from now on. I want you to know that your life, this invisible spiritual presence, this impartation you receive from within, is like the sap flowing up into the trees that makes the branches and the leaves and the fruit. This is your life. And your connection to this vine, to this trunk, makes you a branch that bears much fruit. And how it manifests out here in your body is, or as your body, is none of your business. Your function is to turn within in this inner kingdom and receive that life force, that invisible spiritual presence. Your function is now in this inner kingdom. This is your kingdom. This is your kingdom. And your function is to listen to the Spirit praying. And in the receiving of its word, the word becomes flesh and dwells among you and within you and as you. But you don't know how, and that is none of your concern. You have one function. You are the opening. You are the transparency. You are the channel through which this invisible spiritual presence will flow from this inner kingdom called consciousness, will flow up and through your awareness and manifest itself. Your function is to be an opening and a witness of God's glory made manifest, God living itself, Spirit flowing forth. This is your only function. But what a function! It makes you the beloved child of God. It makes you the beloved instrument of the Most High. It makes you the beloved of the Father. It makes you a spiritual presence on earth as in this kingdom within. Until there is a blending that's not correct. That's the incorrect word. Until there is an upliftment, a lifting up of your awareness, and this world begins to be dissolved. You're still here, but now it's my kingdom that you walk in. And that's what I started to say. You reach a place of transition, where there's a transformation, and you so live in this inner kingdom so much of the time, and it is so much of the time manifesting as your experience, that it begins to be dissolved. There is no inner and outer. You have the experience of the inner and the outer being the same. Which is what Christ meant in the Gospel of Thomas, when he said, the inside must become the outside, and the outside the inside. You see, they must become one. Rumi said, with great joy in his heart, the two worlds have become one. This is how it happens. The inner kingdom becomes the outer experience, and you walk in the kingdom of heaven on earth, the kingdom of heaven, here and now. The inside is now the outside. The outside is the inside appearing. You see? Why reason? Says Christ. Why reason? And Joel says, we must have the mind which was also in Christ Jesus, which is not a thinking or a reasoning mind, since most of this is foolishness unto the reasoning mind. Everyone, he says, who has attained even the tiniest degree of spiritual light, knows what the Master means when he says, I have meat the world knows not of. And now you know what the Master meant. The meat which the world knows not of is that meat which you receive in the interior kingdom. The kingdom which is your kingdom. The kingdom in which you will dwell and should be dwelling. And in fact are dwelling. Only now you're conscious of it. This, then, is the secret that you must hug to your chest. You must practice it, this going within and resting, until you receive an actual impartation. You must practice this in order to come into the ongoing conscious awareness of it. It is true that for thousands and thousands of years, you have had this inner presence with you. but for thousands and thousands of years, it may have been out of your awareness, and so it was like you were walking alone. But now we're returning home, back to our source. And we're discovering that home is within our own inner kingdom, within our own consciousness. Here is home. Home is not somewhere you go to at some future date, nor is it somewhere you left a long time ago. Home is your own interior state of being as you become a living opening through which God glorifies itself. This is your home. This is your kingdom. This is where you now dwell. And this presence has come that you might have life, infinite life, springing up into a wellspring of life everlasting. Now that is the word from it itself. Now is that clear today? Is it clear enough to where you will no longer seek anywhere else for something called a companion, or something called a dollar, or something called a home, or something called health? Can we move on now? Is everyone clear that, as Joel said in the Wisdoms, everything must be met by an activity within your own consciousness. And now you know what that activity is. It's praying without ceasing. Only now you understand that activity is listening without ceasing, so that you may hear the Spirit pray, which is always praying without ceasing. The receiving of an impartation, which is Spirit's prayer, is answered prayer. And here within is how you receive answered prayer. Now you know. This is the way. And because this infinite presence, because this invisible spiritual presence is infinite, this is called the infinite way. So now you know something else too, don't you? You know within you is the infinite way. It never was a book or a teaching or a teacher. The infinite way is an experience, and you carry it in and within you. Down deep within you is the voice that says, "Know ye not, I am the infinite way." And if you receive that as an impartation, well, then the journey of seeking is over. from now on it becomes a journey of finding. And one other thing, one final thing. The word realization, the realized Christ, we are told over and over, God realized, spiritual realization. Understand clearly this inner listening and receiving an impartation, a feeling of the presence, an awareness of the presence, or a truth that brings peace with it. This impartation that you receive, when you receive it and have rested back in it, you have experienced realization of the presence. This is realization. And realization is demonstration. So realization, Christ realized, is this inner experience that we've been talking about for about an hour. Blessings to you who go within and receive the Holy Spirit. Amen.